Hello and welcome to Tongues of Fire, Pastor Paul's podcast, episode 159, part 2, Deliver Me from Lying Lips. Today is Sunday, August 8th, 2010. Hello and welcome to Tongues of Fire, Pastor Paul's podcast. I'm your hostess with the mostest, Janine Arnopoulos, and I'm coming to you from spirited North Minneapolis, Minnesota, USA. You know, Pastor Paul's mission is the grocery shelf to the state of Minnesota because there are no boundaries. Located in Disciples Ministries Historic Mikra Kodesh Synagogue at 1000 Oliver Avenue in North Minneapolis. So if you need food, you live anywhere in Minnesota, you're living in a household of two or more, or you are a senior 60 years and older or disabled with proof, call us at 612-521-4665, Monday through Friday between 1 and 3 p.m. to register your household for monthly groceries. And you can also shop Pastor Paul's mall online if you're living in the Southwest United States at Vons.com. So you can pick up some groceries through Pastor Paul's mall at Vons.com. You can also visit us online at www.pastorpaul.org, where you can make a tax-deductible donation to support our urban mission operations. You can join our community. At the top of the homepage, you're going to find interactive links to Pastor Paul's blog, Flickr, the podcast, Life Vantage, YouTube, and Twitter. So be sure to join us online. You can also leave a comment, ask a question, make a suggestion, or give a testimony at the blog. You can email me, janine@pastorpaul.org. And at Pastor Paul's blog, you're going to find scripture links to Pastor Paul's messages. You're going to be joining us 2 times a week minimum for Pastor Paul's podcast. Part 1 is always on Friday. Part 2 is on Sunday. That's the conclusion to his message. Also, join the Twitter Rumble, which is on Thursday. I am doing live tweets as I record Pastor Paul's pre-recorded message. So lots happening at pastorpaul.org. This month, the messages are the following. Deliver me from lying lips. Knowing yourself, halfway never makes it, can we boast of tomorrow? Great messages, timely messages. Join us here every week. Have a great month of August. God bless you.
I had some things happen today that opened my eyes up. No, was it today? I get mixed up in my days. Was it the day before? I mean, that really opened my eyes up, and this is a move. God is on the move. I just don't want to be standing gawking and get run over. I want to be ready to run at any moment. I want to be able to go with the message and get over. I don't want to pick somebody else. I want to go over and come back with a good report. How many want to do that? Hey, that's going to take dedicated people. I'll tell you something. It's going to be fun. Be a commando for the Lord Jesus Christ. Dare to go on over. Come on back with a good report. And don't you, a lot of times when people will go over to the other side and a whole pack of them will come back, you know, and you'll get up in there. Oh, man, it's mean up there. And there's tribes of people up there. I'll tell you, it isn't safe for man or beast up there. My God. Oh, Jesus, it was terrible. Swearing and cussing up there and drinking and carrying on and drugs and kids and knives and people being killed and stuff like that. No, my God. Evil reports. Evil reports. That's all you hear sometimes, evil reports. I'm not looking for that. I say, well, that don't bother me. What'd you expect? You're going over in and you're going up against. And what do you expect? You have to, having done all, stand in that situation. What did you expect? I know what to expect when I go over into a battle. A battle. Say amen, somebody. We're in the very end right now, and God is calling people to go into battle. Isn't Jesus supposed to be our example? Aren't we to sit with the sinner? Well, you know, I thought to myself, you know, the sinners are right on in a way. They're supposed to sin and they do it with all their heart. They really do a good job of sinning. Now, we're sinners saved by grace and we're supposed to be doing works for the Lord. Now, we can do it with our whole heart, or we can sit down and murmur and complain and not do what God has called us to do. And I thought, and then also I thought, now here's a drunk, and he does it with all his heart and all his mind and all his soul. He really puts everything into it. And it's manifesting itself in his nose. It looks like a great big red light bulb. He is an epistle. He's sort of a red by all men. They can read, but there's a booze nose. And I believe that if Christians would put all their heart and all their mind and all their soul into what they're doing, of course, then you're going to have some heinous trials. And you're going to meet up with lying spies. And you're going to meet up with slander. And you're going to meet up with a white, thin-lined, lipped crowd. But does it really matter? Bible says to go on out and to have a good report. Well, how's it going down there on the north side? How's it going on the north side? Well, just exactly the way the Lord wants it to go on the north side. Well, what does that mean? I mean, the crime rate and all that. I see it on TV and everything. I say, hey, I got a good report. Today, a little boy about 3 years old hasn't been talking to anybody. Since beginning day one, or 4 or 5 years old, I guess, has not smiled or talked to anybody. Is now I am talking to him, and he's calling me by my name. Brother, I says, I don't care about what you see on TV. I am seeing miracles. Here's a little boy that now is talking, that wasn't talking, that wasn't smiling, and now he's crossed over, and that's my good report. Today, I made rice and I didn't burn it. That's a good report. See, it don't take a whole lot for me to have a good report. Today, God entrusted me with the latrines and I shined the bowls up. They looked fantastic. Or today, I ministered and several people come to know Jesus. See, it doesn't matter where I'm at. It's what's on the inside. It's that looking for a good report. It's that always going on and saying, Jesus, let me be that one that will give a good report. Aren't there so many things that we miss in this old life that we could give good reports about? And we're so anxious to give out sort of a lie and sort of a bad report. You know why we do that? Because people like to hear it. Hey, I hear the thing is going down. I mean, you know what I mean? Sort of a depressed Fonzie, you know what I mean? But isn't it funny that we do have that spirit and that we love to get into that kind of thing? Why is that? Because we can create more of an audience than telling about a 4 or 5 year old boy that finally smiled. Oh, that's real nice. Huh? See, these are miracles that we miss. What's going to happen off of that little boy? It'll probably change the whole household. Probably could change the whole course of the whole north side here. Why? Because he picked up the spirit of the Lord Jesus Christ right here in this church. Say amen, somebody. See, that's what it's, that's like coming in here tonight. Are you going to go out of here with a good report or a bad report? Well, I didn't like the guy. I just thought he was loud and crass. He's nothing like I didn't picture him like that. I've heard him on the radio, and I thought he'd be about 6 foot tall and had some hair. He's just a little runt, bald, see, and a bad report. Isn't it easy to give bad reports? Oh, try starting to give good reports sometimes. You feel so good on the inside, don't you? I got so excited talking to these people. They were interested in our ministry down here. I got so excited about it. And then this over here. Now, wait a minute. Come on over here. And they start picking up on the excitement of it. Come on. And pretty soon they were running. Oh, okay. No, I said, no, over here. No, they were going this way. Over here. And I had them running all over. Sorry, I'm so excited to show you people. I don't get a lot of company down here. And I got so much good reports to give you. Just stick with it. Oh, no, this is fine. We love it. We love it. What next? And these three business people that came in here to take a look at what was going on down here got so excited. Why? I gave them good report. Now, I could have told them a whole lot of things that, and then this happened. God, yeah, it's been rough. I'm going to hang in, though. And then this happened 4 or 5 years ago. Praise God, though, anyway. Huh? People don't want to hear that either, do they? They come down, they want to hear a good report. And for the good report, they gave me a good report, a check. Say amen, somebody. Now, I wasn't going to share this, but I'm going to share. I needed $19,000. Are you hearing this? $19,000. Well, I got it. Yep. And all week long through prayer and fasting and seeking the Lord on this thing, God spoke to me every morning when I woke up, and he said, Paul, go on. Keep on. It was all just my mother used to say that all the time. Keep on keeping on. But he didn't say that. He said, keep on. Keep on. And this man came up, and he says, here, we got a little something for you. And I said, sir, I don't have my glasses on. I seen it, but I wanted to hear him say it. And the zeros went right off the end of the page. Had to write them up in a sort of a pigtail. Sir, I can't read this. Could you read it for me? And he got, yes, all right. It's a check made out for Disciples Ministry Church for $10,000. And then the other money come from another source. But God blessed. Now, there's been a lot of evil reports. But that's a good report, isn't it? Is that a good report? I think that's a wonderful report. Down here where there is not nickel, one. You can't find two nickels to scrub together down here. I ain't kidding you. There's no money down here. I got another good report. You know what it is? There's no money down here, but my God, do we have food. Our cupboards are overflowing. We will be giving away 5,000 plus on Easter, 5,000 plus grocery bags complete with turkey. Yep. Isn't that great? And you know why we're able to do that? Because a good report has went out. And people like that. They hear a report over here and they hear a report over there. And they want to get involved in the good report. A guy called me up and says, hey, I had a steer, he says, and he swallowed a piece of iron. I know nothing about steers. I just know that McDonald's takes and grinds them up and makes hamburger on them. That's all I know. And you pump their till to get milk out. That's all I know. But anyway, he says, I got this steer and I got a little piece of metal down inside the lung. And the steer is starting to dehydrate. He says, it's kind of an old steer, so it isn't worth me fixing. and having the vet come out. So I said, well, how about giving me that old steer? He said, well, would you like it? And I says, well, give it to me in 1-pound packages and 5-pound packages, and I want it all in hamburger. And I says, I would like to do this. I says, no, I just think that's beautiful. And I said, I would like for you to get all the farmers together, and I want to come up and talk to them about all them old steers that get lame or arthritis or ingrown hoofs or whatever. And you're going to do something with them. And I says, maybe we can work something out where you make some money and I make some money and everybody's happy. And the guy says, well, wow, that sounds kind of good. I said, well, that's a good report. And I says, go on out and give it away right now. I foresee mountains of hamburger. Hide your face, McDonald's. I mean, I'm talking about mountains of hamburger. I'm talking about a 1.5 to 2-pound hamburger in every grocery bag. Every time. Why not? Why not there and give a report? You know what? I think it's going to take cooperation. And I think God is about ready to open the doors up. And I think because of the good report that's been going on here by the TV, by all such worldliness, by the TV, by the radio, by the paper, by the word of mouth, that even the world is getting excited about what's happening down here on Oliver Avenue. And they're starting to say, you know, something that is really exciting, and I really believe there is a God. Because there is a good report going out. And it also says in the Bible in the end that God is going to raise up the booted thing world to confound the wise. Not the church of the world. You know that song, We Are the World, We Are the People? There's some $40 million been made on that record so far. We are the world. We are the people. God has used that as an instrument to reach people all over. And I'll tell you something, the Spirit of God is on that record. Do you know that? And I believe that that thing is going to go not only $40 million, but $60 million. And it's feeding people. Oh, man. See, that's what the kind of a report that we got to have. We are the church. We are the people. Huh? Why not? Or haven't we got enough unity to say we are the church? We are the body of Christ. We are the people. We are going to meet the needs. We're going to cross over. We're not concerned about the giants of fear and rebellion and white-lipped lying. We're not concerned about all that slander and garbage. We're going to repent. We're going to go on to Jesus. We're going to say, Lord, all that will come, come, because we're going to go on over to the other side. God, we're going to conquer, and we're going to have a land over there full of milk and honey. We're going to share it out there with all them people, because we are the church. And we are the people. Oh, wouldn't that be exciting to have a song like that? We are the church, we are the people, and raise funds and do things like that and have a good report going out of the church? Why don't we have a good report going out of the church? Why isn't there unity in the body of Christ? Why all the competition? There's only one God. There's only one salvation. There's only one baptism. What are you fighting over? What is there to fight about? Oh, you nitwit, you're just like your mother. Oh, you're just like your dad. Huh? It's a bad report. Why not look for something good? Maybe you got something against somebody. I mean, you know, give it over. And if you can't get along, get out. But do something and have a good report. Go out of here tonight with a good report. Go out of here and say, I learned something tonight that I'm going to give a good report from now on. Praise God. I'm not going to give evil reports anymore, and I'm not going to get into any of these things anymore. I'm going to be that person that's got an uplifting message. Jesus is able. Whew. I went down, and I was standing in that doorway with all them big guys down there on Franklin Avenue and got to talking to all them. You know, people is people. Bottom line, people are just people. What size or shape they come in, they all got hearts that pump blood, they all got a head that thinks, and they all got emotional problems, and they all have feelings, and they all got a soul. That's the bottom line, what it's all about. Everybody's got a soul. Everybody's beautiful. Just got to get in on the inside in there, and you got to go over there and have it done all stand. Oh God, I feel a brand new thing happening inside of me. Dedication, fanatical, unto the death dedication. I just go ahead and see this job done. And I know God is going to bring us people. Oh, my. I'm going to get your dad down. I'm going to have him show me how to make some of that stew in them stewing pots. I got the report back today, or a couple days ago, on $150,000 worth of equipment that we put a bid in for $14,000 and we got. We got it. Well, you know, on Judgment Day, and I'll close this up, it ain't going to do us no good to point our finger at another man and say, he gave me an evil report. No. It's his fault. No. His walk was sloppy. No. And so I just gave up, because in our businesses we're independent enough, aren't we? In making money we're independent enough. Buying our home we're independent. In eating we're independent. Choosing our friends, we're independent. Are you hearing this tonight? Jesus is your example. Follow me as I follow Jesus. Is that what it does in the Bible? Let's be spies that go over there with a face that's lit up. Say, well, what can I do for you? Don't give out those gloomy reports. By a face of gloom. By talk with gloom. By walk with gloom. By actions with gloom. And I think some of the most miserable people that I've ever met are the religious people. Going over to somebody's house and their kids say, oh, my dad is religious. But he's sort of a mood swinger. Oh, how would you like to swing on a mood, carry mood spells home in a jar? I mean, the guy's always in the moods. So many times, Christians, we get moody. What a poor report. And we fall into a mood, and we affect everybody all around us because we're having a mood. God, I'm having a mood. Get out of my way! Oh, God. How we need to guard against our face. How we need to have a face that isn't all gloom. Oh, listen to some of them pray. Listen to the whole list of trials that they pray out. Why don't they start to just get the laughter and the joy of the Lord? I mean, you know, just get it on. Stop yelling out, the giants, the giants. And start to walk over into Canaan land and walk into those jobs that God has foreordained that you should do. You know how neat it is to know that God has foreordained and pre-picked you to do a job and that you're just going on and you're going to do it? Let's be sure that we are good reports. Every day that we get up, say, God, by the Holy Spirit, help me to be a good report. Help me to be that one. Because you know, all over you're going to have babes watching you. They're going to watch how you go through your suffering and how you go through your trials and how you go through your temptations and how you go through your slander. They're going to watch you and they say, my God, I don't know if I could take all that. And have that dying good report where the Christian says, yea, though I pass through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff comfort me. In other words, when God puts knobs on your head to keep you from falling over the edge, and when he reaches out with his staff and he pulls you back in again roughly, you say, that's a comfort to me. Tonight, let's remember here in closing it, we have been fashioned to give good reports. Don't let yourself utter a bad report. You know why? Because in the measure that you mete it out, so shall it be met out to you. And so as ye judge, so shall ye be judged. The matter that you judge, God also will judge. The matter that you give out mercy and forgiveness, in that same measure, God is going to measure it out to you. Oh, don't judge the world. For the Bible says the world is already under judgment. Just go on out and give them a good report. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, yes, today, and forever. That's the report that we got to have, and that's the report that we're going to have, and that's the report that we're going to give out. We don't have to get into a whole lot of mind-bending doctrinal things. We're just going to say, Jesus loves you, and he wants you to come on in. Did you hear this message tonight? It's all about giving a good report. Go on home and give your mom a good report, and your dad a good report. You listening on the radio, start giving good reports out. That's the way it's got to be. Die doing good. Has anybody in here tonight got a good report? Some good report. I mean, now you went all week, and here it is Friday night. You got to have one good report. I know there's everybody in here got a bad report. Think about it. You listening on the radio, every one of you, if I asked you to give a bad report, you could give them by the dozens. Why is that? Because we are so involved with ourselves. It's called self-love. Has anybody in here got a good report? Right there, sir? All right, let's hear a good report. That's all right. I'll come right up there where you are, sir. Now, this is going to be a good report.
The best thing that I've found is being a Christian and having a good report is being here. And I've learned something new. And I'm going to try to do what you just got through saying.
You have a good report. That's great. Now, that's a good one. I'll give him a clap. Now, that's a good report. Okay? Okay. And don't you feel awful when you have a bad report? Oh, yes. Have you ever been over to so-and-so church? I think it's in southwest Minneapolis. Brother so-and-so ministers over there. Let's hear another good report. Somebody. Oh, here's a good reporter.
Well, this week I was being involved with myself, and the Lord sent in, I was at the shop, and the Lord sent in these three little 12-year-old boys, and they haven't been around lately, but the little one in the middle goes, "Is this Catholic or is this Christian?" And I looked at him, I said, "Well, this is Christian." And I go, "What are you, Catholic or Christian?" And he goes, "Well, I'm Catholic." And so then I went on to say, ask him if they knew, you know, what it was to be Christian. And the two other little boys accepted the Lord, but the other little Catholic boy didn't. He said for now he's just going to be comfortable with being Catholic. But he was encouraging the other ones. He was giving a good report to them about being a Christian. So the Lord used him anyway, but I was all involved with myself, like I didn't want to even bother with them.
Sure.
And the Lord encouraged me by sending them in there.
Sure, and you know, this little guy that pushed them in, see, he pushed them over, and he says, "You go on over and check it out first." Mm-hmm. Let me know if it works out, you know what I mean? Isn't that great? But he kind of told him to get on in there and get to be a Christian, see. Yeah, that's the way it works, isn't it?
Yeah.
And you know, your feelings or how dumpy you feel or anything like that. It's just like all week the Lord's telling Paul, get on, keep right on going on, you know. And I walked into this, bill paying situation. That was just fantastic, really, huh? Okay, any other good reports? Oh, there's one back here, okay.
Like to say that I'm from Franklin Avenue, and I congregate in that area, and I congregate down Hobo Bus Run, Hennepin, and everything. And I just like to say that's pretty good that Aston's Bar is becoming a church or whatever. And I heard Taco is going to be another bar, but hey, God bless you.
Oh, and you know, this is real exciting. You know, the Indian Center down there, you know, that big Indian Center. We're going to challenge the city to use that, and we're going to go out and challenge the University of Minnesota to send over not the gold medalists or the bronze medalists, but maybe even the tin medalists.
and to do some athletic things in there, you know, on the barb. They got these, I don't even know what they call them, the horse and the mats and the tumbling and all these exercise things. They got all that down there and challenged the city to send some kids over and start a program down in there, see. And so it's exciting what can happen down there. That's a beautiful building down there, isn't it? Yeah, they're really a beautiful building. But you know what? I noticed nobody in the building. We got to get people going in that building. Yeah, in the bars, yeah. But we'll change that. Anybody else got a good report? Anybody? Huh? Oh, right there. Okay.
I've been searching for a job for quite some time, and my health has really held me back. And this last week, I found there was a position open. I submitted a resume, and the people are going to open the office tomorrow to give me an interview. So they're only open Monday through Friday, but they said they'd be open tomorrow to give me an interview, and I praise the Lord for
praise
it.
Praise the Lord. Lord, we just lift up our brother that's going to go for an interview, and we just pray you give him the peace that passes all understanding to himself there, Lord. He would just be that one that they would say, hey, this is the person that we're looking for. God, just bless that interview right now. We encourage this brother right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you for that report. Just God bless him. Bless his little son here, too. And this one, we pray you get that job. Yeah, that'd be great, won't it? Oh, yeah, I can see that. Yeah, well, they'd open the place up just for you. That's a good report. Anybody else? That's great. Okay, you can come back and give us another good report after you get it.